you need someone to lean on, call me if you need someone to lean on, call me if you need someone.
It is the holiday season, a time of year when people go out and try dating a little bit more. You know, you see enough of those commercials where you're getting necklaces under the tree and someone parks a car with a bow on it in your driveway and you go, I kind of want that. And that's why people go out and they try dating, they try online dating. They're meeting for the first time, get swept up in the season. There are all kinds of, quote, relationship experts out there that have different views on what to do and what not to do while dating. And most of it is whatever. It's kind of nonsense. You do whatever it is that you feel comfortable with. But I got a pitch for an interview this week with something that I disagree with so much that I actually booked him to talk to him just to see where it is that he's coming from, because I don't get it at all. His name is George Mufarig, and he wrote a book called Sexual Euphoria, A Complete Guide for Men and Women. And he says, you know, there are certain things on a date that you shouldn't talk about, like hold your cards close to your chest. And I go, no, that's an awful idea. Everything should be on the table. Why go through 2 months of garbage with some guy when he secretly has a passion for taxidermy that you don't know about, and then you find out, and he had already met your mom, and she wonders what happened with George, and here you are. You're single on Valentine's Day. Nobody wants that. I don't want that for you. But George says that's the way. Certain faux pas issues that you keep off the table. So I wanted to invite him on and see what that's all about. We welcome him in right now. Hello, George. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
The book is called Sexual Euphoria, A Complete Guide for Men and Women. This is what they said to me when pitching you as a guest. Before building a future with someone, you must at least get to a second or third date. That is why it is very important to mind your manners and watch what you say while dating. We all know not to bring up exes, religion, or politics, but what other topics should you be mindful of? What topics would you avoid while dating?
Yeah. It's important to be careful that while you're dating, especially the first couple of dates, until you know each other, you talk the proper topics and avoid topics that are not proper. Topics that should be discussed are topics that create a pleasant or positive atmosphere. There's stuff like a person's favorite food, favorite places to travel, a person's hobbies. Also, the latest hit movies, latest hit TV episodes, and the latest hit songs are good topics to discuss, since they also contribute to an entertaining and exciting atmosphere.
Right, but
also,
if I can interrupt for a second.
Go ahead.
Isn't the best way to create a positive atmosphere when you're on a date is to be honest? Like, why would you want to avoid things? If there's things that are important to you, wouldn't you want to share them right off the bat in the first date?
I agree with you that a person should be honest, but there are certain topics that you shouldn't bring up until you're familiar with each other, like politics, religion, and sports, since these tend to cause arguments and disagreements most of the time. And it's not a good idea to start off a relationship with arguments and disagreements.
Right, but I feel like you should start off a relationship in a place where you guys know each other and know where you're coming from. Like, when you do Pollyanna stuff like that and talk about your favorite food, like, that stuff's neat. And I would love to know her favorite food at some point. But I also want to know her thoughts on the world and things that she cares about, things that she's passionate about. And I feel like when you don't do that, when you avoid those kind of things, that's how you end up in these dead-end places where you're, you know, seeing some guy for a month and a half, and then all of a sudden you find out he's got some body in his basement. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like everything should, there should be no off limits when it comes to dating, is my mindset, but you obviously disagree with that.
Yeah. I disagree with that because, if you discuss those topics, like on the first date, like politics, religion, sports, or other topics that should be discussed, there's a big chance that, because you're not familiar with each other, the relationship will end without there would have been a good, big chance that you would have had a good relationship, even though you might disagree on some of those topics. if you had gotten to know each other well. So the general rule is to get to know each other better, like towards the sixth date, and then after you're familiar with each other, then you can discuss those topics. And the reason is, if you talk about those topics after the sixth date, if you have a lot of stuff in common, even though you might disagree on some of those topics, then the relationship will continue. It won't be hurt from some of those disagreements.
Right.
That you
okay.
might have.
Well, let's say, and we're talking to George Mufarid, who's a relationship expert. He wrote a book called Sexual Euphoria, A Complete Guide for Men and Women. George, let's say you and I are on a date. Okay?
Yeah.
Where we go out to dinner. You know, we talk about popular songs and popular TV shows, as you want to discuss. If would you recoil if I brought up religion or if I brought up politics?
I wouldn't. Like, I'm a pleasant person, so I wouldn't disagree or argue about it. I would just describe my viewpoint and be accepting of another person's different viewpoint.
Right. Well, but, is that the point? That's the overall. That's that's what yeah. I'm trying to say. Is this a great place to, like? No one says that if I go to dinner and I talk about, you know, the church that I go to or this great thing that I learned in a sermon on Sunday, that we have to argue about it and you have to tell me God is dead. We can talk about it and talk about things that are important to me and things that are important to you. That's how you get to know each other. All that other stuff is superfluous.
Yeah, yeah. Some people are easygoing, like me and you, but there are many people that aren't easygoing that do argue and disagree.
Are you married? Are you a married guy?
No, I'm single.
Okay. So you go out dating?
Yeah.
Okay. When you go out dating and you're looking for, you know, I imagine potentially, right? When you go out dating, it's not just, hey, I'm looking for something fun to do on a Friday night. Eventually, you'd like one of these things to materialize into something good, right?
Yeah.
Into a relationship. So would you say that you are more attracted to people that are easygoing and accepting than people that would like to argue over these things that you consider social faux pas?
As a general rule, I'm attracted to people that are easygoing and accepting. But sometimes there are people that might argue over some issues like sports or religion or other issues. But overall, they're nice and accepting. So I wouldn't want to miss the opportunity of getting to know someone that would have been a good match just because they're like overzealous over a certain topic.
Right. I'm just of the mindset, and I think this is where we have to respectfully agree to disagree, is that I'd much rather be with someone in a relationship that I can have a discussion about things that I'm passionate about, like politics or religion or any of these things that you hold dear to you. I'd rather be involved with someone who I can passionately speak about those things with than like the same REO Speedwagon song as they do.
Right. I what I'm saying is you can talk about these topics on the sixth date and after, and you can be with a person that you discuss these topics with, but it's not a good idea to discuss them before because you guys are not familiar.
When you go out on dates, do you drop it in there that you wrote a book called Sexual Euphoria?
Sometimes.
Yeah. is that a net positive or a net negative normally?
It's a positive. They do like it, and I get a follow-up dates because of it.
It's like going miniature dolphin with someone and letting them know that you're a PGA pro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for you. Good for you.
Thank you.
Well, look, I wish you happy holidays. I wish you the best of luck out there on the dating scene. I hope that this whole strategy works for you. I still stand by the fact that everything should be open and honest, and the fact that if we all did that a little bit more, then we'd all probably be a little bit better off. But
yeah,
this is a different tact. That's fine.
Yeah, I agree that you should be honest, but I'm just saying, just be more diplomatic about it. By the way, the book was an Amazon bestseller.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. Well, good for you. Congratulations, and best of luck with everything.
Okay, thank you very much for having me.
All right, George Mufard. The book is Sexual Euphoria, A Complete Guide for Men and Women. See you later, George.
Okay, have a nice day. Bye.